Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning protein production on their dairy farms. Not sure if you've been following your milk check, but if you go back and look at August, protein price was $2.44 a pound. The price of protein steadily rose over the fall, peaking in November at $3.91 a pound, and then falling back a little bit in December to $3.65 a pound. Meanwhile, fat in December averaged $2.19 a pound. A lot of times we focus on what is the fat percentage, but as you look at what we're actually getting paid for, maybe we need to put our focus on protein, at least for the next few months. If you have 100 cows in your herd and they're producing 85 pounds of milk, if the protein percentage changes by 0.1%, that's about 8.5 pounds more protein every day, or at the December price, about $31 extra per day in your pocket. So as we think about this, how do we get higher protein percentage and higher protein yield from our dairy calves? Well, the first thing we need to do is make sure that we're doing a really good job of managing rumen fermentation. A lot of this has to do with feeding management and the things we do in the diet. So I'd encourage you to take a look at what you're doing with early lactation nutrition on your dairy farm. Sit down with your nutritionist and look to see if there might be some gains from increasing the crude protein content to that particular group of cows on the farm. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.